Alan McCarney, Betsy Payette, and I are interviewing personnel who were or are instrumental in developing Renfrew Museum and Park. It's September 2nd, 1993, and we are interviewing Dudley Keller, a past president of the Board of Directors of Renfrew Institute from its inception in 1990 through the end of 1992. Renfrew Board hired Dudley of Wordsmiths of Waynesboro to write the proposal for the farmstead development.
Now, okay. I had anticipated this first question, my first contact with Renfrew. And actually, my first contact with Renfrew was before I even lived in Waynesboro. And that is because I met a young man from Waynesboro. His family's lived here several generations, and he has always had a special fondness for Renfrew, not so much the museum part of it, but definitely for the park part of it. And so when we first met, and I'm on my first visit to Waynesboro, I visited the park and walked through the park, and since that time have walked many miles and spent many hours walking through the trails. And I must say that of all the wonderful things about Renfrew, the park part, the space and the grounds, remains my favorite. Do you want me to just go down this list of things, or do you want to interrupt and ask me? Okay, prior to joining the board, what connection did I have with Renfrew? Specifically, I was hired during the late 1980s to coordinate the campaign to restore the original barn on the Renfrew property. And I had a great time doing it. I said yes, I had a great time doing it. Met lots of great people. It was a wild success. And as a result of that experience and getting to know the people, and from really my friendship with Melody Stewart, who in my mind brought her dream to Renfrew and made her dream come alive with the inception of the Renfrew Institute. And I was invited to become part of the steering committee to conceptualize the Institute, and then was invited to be a member of the board and to serve as the president of the Institute board during its first 3 years. And that would have been in 1990, I guess. I officially became a member. For what term? For a term of 1 year. And I repeat, that was 1 year. I then somehow got convinced that I should stay on for a second term of 3 years, which I accepted. I served for two of those years as president, and then for a number of reasons, resigned from the last year on the term, but I continue to come to meetings and be involved, much to my delight. Before you became a board member, what did you see as your strengths? What did you see as strengths and weaknesses of Renfrew? Well, my background is in fundraising, so no nonprofit organization ever has enough money to do everything they want to do. And I sometimes think that Renfrew's association with the borough can be limiting in some ways. And really, from a fundraising point of view, I think people assume that because Renfrew is a borough, the park and museum is a borough owned by the borough, then it benefits from tax monies. And that has been a real educational hurdling block to educate people that no, in fact, that's not true. We are solely supported by the endowment money, which I see as a strength, that the museum has that endowment money. The Institute does not yet have an endowment. And individual donations. As a follow-up to that, I think an endowment and growth of the endowment for both institutions would be good for their futures. What did I particularly bring to the board? Work. A lot of it. The willingness to donate a lot of hours and working with a lot of people for the board. And also, I think, a willingness to be here and to listen and to see what was going on. What do I expect to see as Renfrew in, say, 5 years? I really don't know how to answer that question. I can do better with what would I like to see. And what I would like to see are two financially healthy nonprofit organizations that are meeting many various needs of the community that can't be met in any other way. And I think that's a particular strength that Renfrew has to offer. And that's, unless I've left a hole in here, I think I've addressed most of these questions. I was just asked to comment on my involvement with the educational programs. And I must say that my experience in that respect has been limited to the Institute. And I have been involved in a number of the programs. I can't possibly say which one I liked best because I have loved all of them. They're all unique. And generally I've come along with my own children. And the children, of course, add very much to your experience and what parent could possibly be objective about anything their own child does. And so, of course, I, being a normal parent, think that everything my children do is wonderful. And so they've all been wonderful experiences. I was able to participate as a character in one of the programs last spring. I spent about 3 hours in a tent on a hot spring day, being the leaf of a voice, explaining the process of photosynthesis to a group of fairly enthusiastic and curious fifth graders. And it made me very tired and very hot and very glad I wasn't a teacher. I mean, all the time. But it was a neat way to be involved in the process. And I hope very much, I'm very excited about the new kindergarten program called Earth Seekers, which has been funded as a pilot program for 2 years by Valley Bank, and hope to come along for a number of classes to see how that program works. And I'm also happy to say that a couple of Chambersburg classes are going to be involved in the pilot project part of that. And I'd have to look at the program. I've been here for the Flax program, for the dairy culture, for the hearth cooking, for the I forget what it's called, but the children go out in the woods and find the different pieces of the puzzle until the missing piece is you, the missing piece of nature. I don't remember them by name. I've been here for is that the Mother Nature Rowena one? I've not done Wetlands.
Wetlands, Mother Nature's Rowena. Same slate.
Yeah, I haven't done that one. And I don't think I've done the archaeology ones.
Friends are worth saving.
I haven't done that one. But I will. And I guess that's everything. I can imagine that I will always be doing something out here, even if it's just giving money instead of asking for it. instead of asking for it. There's just one other thing that I'd like to say. I'm just so proud of Renfrew. I think of all the things I've been involved in this community, and there have been a number of them, this has been a totally positive experience. It has been negative in no way at all. I mean, just the success we've had, the people involved. People come up to me on the street and say, we love Renfrew. How can we become involved? I don't think I've ever heard any negative comments, ever. And I sure have in connection with every other thing I've been involved in. You know, people are constantly finding things to complain about and looking for people to complain to. And when you're involved as a volunteer, people identify you as that and want to come and share their concerns with you, as you hope they will, because you want to know what's going on. But really, my experience here has just been so positive. It's provided me a real opportunity to grow as an individual. And for that, I'm very appreciative as well. So I feel a great deal of commitment and gratitude toward Renfrew, as I think probably a lot of other people do as well.